just wanted to welcome. We have a few Chashuv alumni that I noticed. There could be other guys I didn't notice, but Nate Zucker has been with us for the whole week, and I didn't get a chance to welcome him. So he's a big part of Yeshiva. He's always been a big part of Yeshiva, and it's great to have him here. And I saw that Aaron's brother, Yehuda Schmutter, came tonight. I came right off the plane, straight to Night Seder. I think he's here, he might be here, but a huge welcome to Schmutter. And my boss is here, Yair Kalman. Yair Kalman of Koyen came also for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. He's my boss. If you're not familiar, you'll become familiar. Very chashuv people. Very chashuv people that were built in this place and that built this place. Like every guy here, this place builds you and you build it. And that's the best relationship you can have with the yeshiva. Yeshiva, this is a very unique yeshiva that just as much as we want to give you and build you, we also want you to build this. We want you to continue what happens here and make it better for many, many, many good years to come. So I want to learn a Mishnah. We're going to learn a Mishnah tonight. And I'm still working on this Mishnah. I don't have it worked out, but we'll learn it together and I'll tell you my thought, and it still needs a lot of work. The Mishnah needs a lot of work. So if you ever open up a Yuma to try to understand Yom Kippur, it's going to take time. It take you 80 and some daf. You get through all the korbanos, all the process, all the avodas, kohen gadol, and at the end they save it for the last Mishnah, usually what most people are looking for. And the last Mishnah in Yuma, I it's a very difficult Mishnah. Again, I have to think about this for a long time. We'll start. It says chatas va'ashem v'adai mechapim. You bring a korban. Korbanos work. Misa v'yom kippur mechapim imachuva, and misa yom kippur. The Gemara delineates different types of averos. They work with tshuva. Tshuva works on averos kalos, ase, lo tase. Tshuva works on achamuros. Some things need to wait till Yom Kippur shows up, and it's mechaper. And then the Mishnah tells you what you shouldn't do. Echta v'ashuv, echta v'ashuv. Shouldn't do such things. Echta v'yom kippur mechaper. Shouldn't do such things. And then averos ben adam l'makom, averos ben adam l'chavero. I think we're familiar with the general idea. Rabbi Lazar comes along. He says, Mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. It's a pasuk about Yom Kippur. He says, it talks about Averos ben adam l'makom versus ben adam l'chavero. There's a difference. And then we get to the last line in the last Mishnah in Yuma. The line that everybody knows. You wait it till the end. Amar b'kiva. Ashreichem Yisrael. You're very lucky people. A very lucky nation. Lifnei mi atem mitarin, mi mitar estem. In front of who you become pure. And who purifies you? Avichem Shabashamayim. Shenemar, quote a pasuk, Vizarati aleichem mayim toherim utahartem. Hashem is going to sprinkle upon us holy waters, and we'll become purified. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. And then he continues. Ve'omer, and there's another pasuk, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. A pasuk in Yirmiyah. Ma mikvah mitaris atameh, ma fakadish baruch hu mitaris Yisrael. Gorgeous way to end the mesechta. Gorgeous. Inspiring. Shmak, uplifting. Ultimately, all the details, all the kapara, all the yom kippurim, all the tshuva, all the chatas, the asham, the korbanos, ultimately, it boils down to mi mitar eschem, avichem shavashamayim. I'll tell you the problem. The problem is if you read, there's no problem. But if you learn, you might encounter a problem. If you learn, you'll encounter many problems. There's a pasuk in Vayikra that was quoted by the previous Tana about Yom Kippur. It says about Yom Kippur, ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, the Sfarno there taiches, he says pashup shat, on this day yechaper aleichem means ayidei kohen gadol. On this day the kohen gadol does an avodah. And that avodah is machaper letaher eschem. Letaher eschem says the Sfarno to be mocked in the chait. It waters down the chatoim. And then mikol chatoseich, and then you want to get the, you know, bakol mikol kol, you want to get everything gone, get rid of the whole thing. Lifnei Hashem titaru is a tzivu. You have a commandment. Says the Svarno, lifnei Hashem means between you and God. That's vidui, that's tshuva. And then Hashem's going to give you a tara gemura. It's a mitzvah, a commandment. There's no easy way about this. There's no v'zarakti aleichem mayim tohirim utahartem. There's a tzivu. Lifnei Hashem titaru is a commandment. Ayidei vidui and tshuva, then titaru. That's what happened Yom Kippur. And then you look back, so what's this v'zarakti aleichem? What is that all about? There's nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva is quoting a pasuk talking about Achris Yomim, the end of days. In the end of days, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to come and sprinkle Mayim Tohirim on all of Klal Yisrael, and we'll have a Tara. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It has to do with Achris Yomim. And then you continue, V'yomer, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. A pasuk in Yirmiyah. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Not just nothing to do with Yom Kippur, but again, if you're learning, you're not just reading, but you're learning. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, forgive me, obviously I don't mean it to be critical, I'm just asking Akasha, but forgive my choice of words. Rabbi Kiva didn't know how to translate a pasuk. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, says Rabbi Kiva, Ma Mikveh Matars HaTameim, Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Matars Yisrael, because it says Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That's not what the word means. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem doesn't mean mikveh. It means from the word kaveh. You should hope. You should trust in Hashem. The trust that Yisrael has should be in Hashem. That's every single perish on that pasuk, taiches kaveh. It means to hope and to trust. It has nothing to do with mikveh. Pashi, you read the word wrong. That's not what it means. So the pasuk v'zarakti aleichem is achris ayamin. The pasuk Mikveh Yisrael was wrongly translated. And then just in the Shatova, what's he asking? Lifnei mi atem mitarin, mi mitar eschem? In front of who? You're asking in front of who? Are you asking who does the Tara? We do the Tara. What are you, in front of who? Lafuke mai, what's the other option? In front of who? In front of Hashem? Who else? What's his question? Mi mitar eschem? Again, lafuke mai, what are you asking? What's your chiddush? Avichem sheba shemayim? What's he telling us? So we like it. Ashreichem Yisrael is very uplifting. We feel inspired. I don't even know what he's saying. His raya is not a raya. His pasuk is not what it means. He's talking about the wrong place and the wrong time and the wrong definition. I'm telling you, this mission is very difficult. Very difficult. I don't have a lot of light to shed. Maybe I'm going to say something, maybe a little bit, Tosfos Yontif says it, a little bit, maybe it's not what he's saying, maybe it is what he's saying, I'm not even sure. But I'm going to say something, it's still a work in progress, but I would love, I was learning this afternoon with somebody, I said to him, the kashas I have, I don't know if I have anything productive to answer, but I'm happy just to say kashas. As far as I'm concerned, this is a great night. I had a great night. I learned a wonderful Mishnah, and I walk away really working, thinking about Torah. That's life, to work, to think about Torah. I'll carry it with me to my dying day. That's Torah. Torah is enjoyable, geschmack, because it's a work. It's a work in progress. So I'll share with you a thought. Rashbag says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, he says, Lo hayu yomim tovim liYisrael, Ketubah of Yom Kippurim. The best days on the Jewish calendar, you like Hanukkah, the other guy likes Purim, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the best days on the calendar, Tubah of, if you're familiar a little bit, you know why. Okay, that makes sense. Tubah of makes sense. Geshmak, it's like Yom Kippur in Mevaseret, if you know what I mean. Then the second one is Yom Kippurim. So Tubah of, I get, geshmak, have a great time. What's Yom Kippurim? Yom Kippurim is a dreadful day. So a few years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't remember, a few short years ago, my wife on Erev Yom Kippur, she said, you got to hear this song. She played for me a song. Oh man, gorgeous song. I'm vocally handicapped, but I appreciate a good song. And she played me this song. I'm pretty sure I started crying. For sure my neshama was crying. I'm pretty sure my eyes were also crying. It was my whole, I didn't need Aseres Me'Tshuva after the song. So I told my wife, I said, who sings the song? She told me a name, a guy Yishai. I said, this guy's going to make it. This guy's going to be big one day. She told me, he has 22 million hits. He doesn't need your confirmation. So the guy apparently made it big before I realized. If you listen to this song and you know a little bit Yuma, you learned Mishnayos Yuma, you don't chaf what this malach did. This malach of a man, Yishai, he made in the most gorgeous. This is a song, by the way. You want to write a song? There's a guy in yeshiva taught him to play his piano. I told him, you got to write songs, you'll pass it on to Ellie, we'll sing the songs, we'll bring a piano, we'll work out the details. That'd be gishmak. I wanted to do it tonight, actually, to this song. But I was scared it would be too much for you. I didn't want to do that to Ellie. It would be a little too last minute. You want to write songs. Write songs. Write real songs. You know, a guy last year, Rabbi Glanz Incorporated, they write songs. They write words from the neshama. Don't stam, you know, pick a random pasuk and make a random tune. That doesn't speak to the neshama. You want to speak to the neshama? Write music. Real lyrics. Real words. It speaks to you. It affects you. It inspires you. So this guy, this malach, this navi, this amazing human being that the Rabbeinu Shem put into our generation, this guy Yishai, he put into poetic form the Mishnayos and Yuma. Gorgeous what he did. A rendition of the Avodas Kohen Gadol. How he's rushing from one Avoda to the next, changing from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. He's setting and standing the Seir, the Azazel, to the Midbar. After up all night, he's working strenuously throughout the day, fasting, one avoda, one korban to the next. And what are we doing? What's everybody else doing? You have to picture the scene. You have to put yourself there. This guy, this Nebuch, the poor guy, the Kohen Gadol, up all night learning with these young Kohanim. It's amazing what happened that night. With Shavuos learning that night with the Kohen Gadol. And then he's off. He starts running around the Beis HaMikdash, mikvah to mikvah, Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, one avoda to the next. And what are you doing? What are we doing? Like bleachers. Watching. I'm sitting, you know, 34K, you're sitting in 56C, you gotta buy expensive tickets, and you get there, you watch the Kohen Gadol running around, and then we get to the peak of the performance, you know, act 5, I don't know what's the end of the opera, act 5, you get to the peak of the performance, he goes Lifnai V'Lifnim, that's one peak. Another peak, the Mishnah says, when the Seir gets to the Midbar, when the goat, La'azazel, gets to the Midbar, the Lashonis, the string, turns lava. He goes in, and everybody's, you know, shaking, wondering what's going to happen. A lot of them didn't come out. They had to pull him out by the leg, and you're waiting, wondering what's going to be. He goes in, very serious, what's going on. He goes in, and if the guy is successful, if the Kohen Gadol wins, so to speak, he does what he's supposed to do, the job, he's matzliach, we're in. We're set. And if Chas V'Shalom not, then also we're set, but it's a little tragic. And then he walks out, glowing, and it's going to be in a couple days, it's Erev to Erev, but in a couple days we're going to sing, everybody's going to sing, I'm vocally handicapped, but we're going to sing Marakayim. I wish I could do it, but I'm not going to try. Marakayim. Marakayim again, Marakayim. And all the beautiful poetry in Marakayim. You're going to sing that he walked out looking gorgeous. He davened for Klal Yisrael about this and about that and everything that we need and everything that we don't know that we need yet. And he cares about us and he thinks about us, and now the Rabbeinu Shalom knows what we need. Rabbeinu Shalom gave us all the kapara and Marakayim and Marakayim and Marakayim. The peak. And we sing and we celebrate. It's an amazing time. And just like that, you did nothing. A little tshuva. What's tshuva? Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. That's it. A little more. Anachat is this, anachat is that. Chatanu, avinu, slachlanu, yotzreinu. A little this, a little that. Not too heavy. And this poor guy's running around the whole day, up all night, no sleep, no food. And because he was able to march in, lifnai v'lifnim, boom! Lifnei Hashem titaru. Clean, just like that. If you were there, if you ever were there, and if you could visualize what it was, you don't chop what we have now. nothing. It's been such a long time since those days. There's no Seir La'azazel. There's no Kohen Gadol. There's no Kodshei Kodshim. There's no Kodshei Kalim. There's no Kodesh Kadashim. There's no Lashon Shel Zahiris. Nothing. No Duchen. No Levian. Nothing. So Rabbi Kiva, as he always does, is able to see beyond destruction. He says an amazing thing. Rabbi Kiva says an incredible thing. He says, Lifnei mi atem mitaharim. Back in those days, when you were Lifonai, when you were Lifnei, when you were in front, in the place you're supposed to be, Lifnei mi atem mitaharim. Mi mitar eschem, the same way today, he's mitar eschem. The same one that was Lifnei, when you were Lifnei, is the same one that's Mi Mitar Eschem, it's Avichem Sheba Shemayim. Don't be confused. Don't misunderstand. I know it was exciting, the Lashonis, the Zohiris. I know it was very exciting, the Kohen Gadol. I know it was very exciting, the Ketores. I know it was very exciting, the Seal is also. But you have to know at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, bottom line, Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarim, when you were Lifonai, who's Mitar? The same one, Mi Mitar Eschem. And who's that? Avichem Shebo Shemayim. And you know, I'm going to prove it to you, says Rabbi Kiva. Because V'zarachti Aleichem Mayim Tehoirim. At the end of days, by Acharis HaYomim, when you have nothing, Shebe nothing. When your mom is the lowest of the low, after you read his Kol HaDoreis, and the 49th, or the 99th, or the 100th, Hashem knows what 9th level of Tumah that we're reaching, which is the holiest place. Don't misunderstand. The 49th is the holiest place. When you get to Acharis HaYomim, it's going to say on those days, V'zarachti Aleichem Mayim Tehoirim, and you're going to be clean. That I know it was glorious with the Zohiris, with the Lashonis, I know it was glorious with the Kohen Gadol, but you don't need it. Because the same Lifnei Mi is going to be the same Mi Mitar Eschem, is going to be the same Lifnei, when you don't have it. What's V'yomer? What's Mikveh Yisrael Hashem? So I want to tell you, and that's all I want to tell you, is there still one thing you need to do. I've been through a lot of Yom Kippurs in yeshiva. And I was part of this. I was part of this trend. And I want to do tshuva. I like Yom Kippur to do tshuva. I like that a lot. On Yom Kippur, I want to do tshuva. And maybe this year, I'm going to be, I hope I'm going to do tshuva. You come to Yom Kippur, and you look around, and there's a lot of solemn faces. It compares a lot to Tisha B'Av. There's an intense seriousness. There's a heaviness in the air. You can't talk to anybody. People don't want to be looked at. If you have a talis, if you're svardi, you put it way over your head. Until we get to Hashanu. And I always thought it was a dreary tomb. Until I heard a Chassam Sofer. Today I heard a Chassam Sofer. I heard a Chassam Sofer from a Rav of mine. He said over a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, not a dreary tune that we sing by Hashanu. It's a very uplifting tune. He claims. Debatable. But he claims it's an uplifting tune by Hashanu. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. He says, it's a very uplifting tune. He says, because when you get to the Hashanu, how could you hold in your excitement? How could you hold in the celebration? The whole time you're down, you're like a whole Tisha B'Av going on. You're sad, you're serious, it's heavy, you can't look, you can't talk. And then you get to that Hashanu, how could you contain yourself? It's so exciting. You can't hold back but to sing, ay, 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 oh Hashanu. The neshama just wants to dance, bo gadnu. Because the best time of year, there's no better time like Yom HaKippurim. The best time, you know what's about to happen. First of all, he says you're doing a mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah without dancing. And a mitzvah like this, listen what happened to this mitzvah. Listen how we hijacked this mitzvah. Listen how we destroyed this mitzvah. We're so used to this mitzvah, we take it for granted. I tell you the truth, you get to a point, most people get to a point, you stop believing, it's hard to believe. If I were to tell you that in a couple days' time, in just a few hours, a bunch of minutes from now, you're going to stand there,
clean. Yichapud, it means clean. Nothing happened. It never happened. The whole reason we're learning now, Ein Oynes, Yesh Oynes Begitin, is to chap what it means. Oynes, it didn't happen. It never was. Ulanara lo sased over. I never did it. Clean. You know, a lot of people don't believe this. He believes this. He believes when the day is said and done, lifnei mi'atem mitaren, just like today, mi mitar eschem, he believes avichem shebashamayim. But mikveh Yisrael Hashem, he needs you to believe. If you're going to be willing to kavel Hashem, to believe that this happens on this day, to jump into that mikveh that Rabbi Kiva is talking about, a mikveh of belief, a mikveh of kavel, a mikveh of understanding and knowing that when I say, ay, 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 oh, shamnu, you got to dance. This is the best moment the whole year. If I told you I'm going to make a day that's going to wipe the slate clean, how are you not going to dance? How are you going to have a downtrodden Tisha B'Av face? How are you going to look solemn and sad and not want to sing? And says the Chasam Sofer, there's no better time and place to sing. And that day is a couple hours away. The most exciting Ashreichem you could ever imagine. Without the Beis HaMikdash, without the Kohen Gadol, without the Seir Lazazel, and it's all the same. And there's no difference. Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael, you have such a Avichem Shebashamayim, that when there is a Seir, when there is a Kohen Gadol, and when there isn't, and when you're in the top level of Kedusha, and when you're not, and when you're by Achris HaYomim in the 49th, and the 149th, and God knows how many ninth we're at today, that's the holiest place. Because in the blink of an eye, mi mitar eschem, and it never happened, and you're clean. As long as one thing, mikveh Yisrael Hashem. If you're sad and you're solemn, this is what I want to say, I want to do tshuva. For many years I've been to yeshivas. The attitude in yeshiva, the look of yeshiva on Yom Kippur, down your ugliest face. Go into your drawer, into your closet, find the ugliest face you have, that's a Yom Kippur face. Sick. It's terrible. It's terrible. We destroyed the day. We hijacked the most amazing, incredible, opportune mitzvah, and we brushed it in the dirt. And says Rabbi Akiva, take that out of the dirt. Wipe that mitzvah clean. Ashreichem Yisrael. That mitzvah is alive and well. You have to dance with that mitzvah, hold that mitzvah, cherish that mitzvah, and believe in that mitzvah. And when that mitzvah, a little tshuva. I don't like these lists, these long lists. You get these lists that you did averis that you never dreamed of doing. They plant these seeds in your mind, like, who does such averis? You read these lists. I don't know who compiles these lists. Ashamnu includes these 25 averis. I would have never dreamed in my worst nightmare I would ever do. Who's doing these averis? Okay, a little, you forgot to say a bracha. Terrible, terrible. You came late to davening. Terrible. A guy, chatz v'shalom, a birkas hamazon, a birkas ha-toyrah, a deraisa. Terrible, terrible. A very easy. It's karav elecha adavar me'ol. All you got to do. Oh, shamnu, bogadnu, gozalnu. And then we do it a couple more times because we like chazar shir. Oh, shah, a few more times. This achet, the other achet. And then you get to the end. Shem is Emes. Shem Elokim. Shema Yisrael. Shema Katayim. You dance. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it. And I'll tell you how you know. I'll tell you how you know. If you're having a good time. You're having a good time. And you got your dancing shoes on. And you have a smile on your face. Ein lecha raya gadol mizu. That you believe in what's happening right now. But if you have a sad face and you look like it's Tisha B'Av, I'm not sure you came to the right place on the right day. I'm not sure you believe in what's going on. If I told you today, everything you did, ulanara lo sased davar, oynes is, come on, it never happened. You wouldn't pay me everything you have. You wouldn't give me the biggest shkoyach. You wouldn't sing and dance my praises. You'll give me everything you have. That's what happens on this day. Says the Tosas Yontu, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, just be makabel on yourself.
You're walking under his wing. A little Hashamnu, a little Achet. Sorry for this, I'm sorry for that. But Hashem, who are we kidding? Come on. You know my neshama. You know where my neshama wants to be. I know where my neshama wants to be. And do me a favor, Rabbanu Shel Olam, you like me, probably you love me. You love me a lot. You love me a lot. So you love me so much, throw me a rope. Life sometimes challenges, throw me a rope. I need a lot of help. I don't want to get in the schmutz again. Who wants to be in the schmutz? You know Hashem, I don't want to be in the schmutz. What a glorious celebration that you could say honestly to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, throw me a rope over here. Get me out of the schmutz. And Hashem says, no problem. No problem. Just do me a favor back. Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, believe and know that I just threw you that rope. And the day is done, and you're clean as the day you were born. And we should have, everybody here should have a kapara gemura. We should walk away tohirim kedoshim. We're ready, already tohirim and kedoshim. I don't know how much more he can give us, but apparently a lot more he can give us. He should make us even more tohirim and kedoshim. We should get to a level of tahara and kedusha we never tasted, we never dreamed of. Because we believe, because mikvi Yisrael Hashem, this Yom Kippur should be the beginning of an amazing year. It's the beginning, we're still in the beginning. Beginning of an amazing year, but the year has to start with a Kedusha, a pure, a Tara, a pure. And it's going to set our minds straight that that's who we are. That's where our Neshama is. Our Neshama is pure. It's going to stay pure. We're going to keep it pure. Amen.